A long time ago, in a really gay neighborhood far, far away. Gay Bar Wars, Episode 5, The Emperor Strokes Cuck. The meth bar has been destroyed. Darth Vibrator's whereabouts are unknown, escaping soon after being sodomized by Hung Solo's butt gaper. Now Luke Stick Things in My Ass Walker and his friends have fled to Aspen, Colorado to start their very own bar, Planet Snow, named after Aspen's beautiful winter vista and great skiing. Anyway, Luke has been having the time of his young gay life. Aspen is a no-holds-barred, non-stop fuckfest of ass-tastic proportions until one fateful night at closing time when Luke and Hung, having a little fun with a hairy, bearish friend named Tauntaun, decide to take the party outside.
Damn, Tauntaun. I don't think I'm going to be able to sit down for a week. You're testing the limits of what my tight, youthful ass can take.
We've got bigger problems, Luke. The back door shut behind us, and we're locked out.
But our drugs are inside.
I know. And if we stay out here, we'll freeze to death, too.
Oh, no! Wait. I had the drugs the whole time. Yay!
Sweet.
But we're still gonna freeze to death.
Yeah, that part sucks. We only have one option. We're going to have to get inside Tauntaun.
Hello?
No, not like that. I mean, all the way inside.
So cold. Gotta take a shit.
Hold it! Phew. I thought he smelled bad on the outside. Come on, Luke! Get in there!
And it was there, deep inside Tauntaun's ass, with Hung Solo desperately huddling together to stay warm, that Luke saw an old friend he'd never thought he'd see again.
Stroke me once and blow me? How did you get here?
I'm only a vision, child. Your foreskin still has much to learn. You must visit Master Choda, for he taught me everything I know.
Where?
In a bathhouse in West Hollywood. Seek out Choda and fulfill your destiny. I've gotta go now. Heavy D wants me to choke him out again. I know he's already dead and all, but that guy is sick as fuck.
Stroke me once! Wait!
There's nobody here, kid. Just try to stay warm. It'll all be over soon.
Christ, Hung. This is the fourth ass you've slept in this week. Maybe it's time for a change.
The next morning...
Boy, if gay men weren't the only males who pay attention to me, I'd really let you have it. Where the hell were you guys? Do you realize I had to close up all by myself yesterday?
Yes, Princess Lydia.
You guys smell like ass. What else is new? Out having fun while I do all the work. Oh, when am I going to meet a real man?
What's up, bitch?
Darth Vibrator!
Thought you could hide from me in this frozen, yuppie wasteland? Nice try. I just called the Vice Squad on your asses.
Whatever, honey. We're not doing anything illegal.
Officer, allow me to introduce you to Princess Labia, Aspen's leading drug mule. Trust me, you slice her open, you'll see she's loaded up with more balloons than a party clown.
Cocaine? Smack? I can look the other way. But I'm more concerned with these blatantly unsanitary fisting conditions.
We get it. Run! Everybody run!
The gang tries to escape, but the Vice Squad has covered all the exits. In the middle of this chaos...
I have an idea!
Luke grabs some rope from the supply closet and begins running around one of the officers in a circle, trying to tie up his legs.
Okay, he can't move now. Let's go.
Unfortunately, Luke's ingenious plan left the officer's arms free, allowing the policeman to pepper spray Luke right in the face.
Ah! You bitch! Die!
Come on, Luke!
Just in the nick of time, Hung pulls up in the famous Millennium Fuck Dong and speeds away with the fugitives.
I have rights, pig! I am the 99%! This is so much worse than getting cum in my eye. Ow!
Save it, sweetheart. We'd all better pray this bucket of bolts makes it to the Hollywood Hills. I got a friend there who might be able to keep us safe for a while.
I hope you know what you're doing, Hung.
Yeah, me too.
Los Angeles? Say, would you mind dropping me and R2 Eats Poo off along the way?
Hung Solo may have spoken too soon. It wasn't long after dropping off Luke that the Fuck Dong's engine overheated, forcing Hung to pull the car over and wait for it to cool down.
Just what I need. Chewkaka, take a look at the engine, would you?
Well, at least we made it out of Colorado.
Marry me.
Excuse me?
Come on, princess. Look at me. Isn't it obvious we're perfect for each other?
Oh my gosh! But all that relentless rectum-ripping gay sex?
Lots of guys experiment. I was in a weird place back there. Look! Get off my fucking back, bitch! The bottom line is, we're meant to be together. Marry me, and I'll bring you home for Christmas and show you off to my mom.
Oh, Hung, I knew you loved me. You're such a bad liar. Let's do it! Right now, on the side of the freeway in your car.
Yes, and let's consummate our undying love for one another by letting Chewkaka join in.
Okay. Hung.
Oh, Chewy.
Oh, Hung.
Oh, yeah. So that's why they call you Chewkaka.
Maybe while he's doing that, I can...
Look! I need some space, okay?
Buenos Aires, shitheads!
Just in time to kill the mood, a vengeful Darth Vibrator drives towards the Fuck Dong in his enormous black luxury cock destroyer SUV with OnStar.
Yeah! I put the lay in Escalade!
Get us out of here!
The engine shot, Your Highness. You fixed it? Well, in that case...
Hung speeds off the shoulder and down the 101, shifting nimbly into the carpool lane, and soon leaving the passengerless Vibrator behind.
No! Damn you, carpool lane! First they outlaw gay marriage, and now this!
This is totally Tina from OnStar. Can I help you?
Fuck off, Tina. Do you know you have a fat girl name? Tina, do you know that? Emperor Puppetine. What is your bidding, Master?
There's a great disturbance in my foreskin. We have a new enemy. Luke Stick Things in My Ass Walker.
Yes, my lord.
He will destroy us. All my work will be ruined, buying up every gay bar in this godforsaken neighborhood. Do you know how many cocks I've had to suck? Gagging endless balls. My asshole blasted to smithereens. Throat fucking after throat fucking. Drowning in endless hot loads. HPV, HIV, you name it. Also, I can one day build the world's largest health club. This twink and his punk-ass friends will ruin everything.
My lord! He's just a boy. He will not interfere with the great health club. Give me time. I can make him our ally.
I have a mission for you, Vibrator. Take your pants down. There's a good boy.
Oh, yes! Master!
I have it on good authority that our friends are hiding out in Hollywood. You will hire Bobo Fat Dick. Tell him to kill them all except Luke. I want him alive. Will you tell him?
Yes, my lord. I am your servant. Milk me dry.
You never did last long, Vibrator. Now go and do my bidding.
Meanwhile, in a dilapidated bathhouse next to Swing House, Luke and R2 Eats Poo are looking for the mysterious Master Choda.
I'm not so sure about this place, R2. It's too hot and smells like diapers and cologne. I hope we find Choda soon. I I think I found where that cologne smell was coming from. And, yep, there's the diapers. Wait a second! You're Choda! Master Choda, I've come to learn from you. Stroke Me Once and Blow Me told me only you can help me unlock the secrets of my foreskin. What do you need me to do?
Two girls, one cup. My girls, I mean my mouth. My cup, I mean my shit.
Homo says what?
Diarrhea, you will snort.
Choda, I don't understand.
Tuck your penis inside my foreskin. It's waiting for you.
Oh, forgive me, Master, but your foreskin is so small. No one could fit in there. What you want is impossible.
Size matters not. Judge Choda by his size, do you? Choda is small, but Choda wide like panhole cover.
Oh, right. Girth is more important than length. Whatever gets you through the orgy, girlfriend. Ooh, it's so warm.
This is your friend's place? Are you sure we can trust this guy, Hung?
I won't lie to you, sweetheart. Dildo Cunt Jizian is a thief and a double-crosser. I trust him about as far as I can fuck him, and I've fucked him a lot. But that's all behind me now. Dildo knows everyone who's anyone in this city. He's queen bitch of the whole damn town, and he's got the connections to get us off the hook.
If you say so.
Hung and Labia walk through the doors of Plowed Shitty, the so-cool you've almost certainly never heard of it gay bar owned by Dildo Conchisian, a star fucker who actually literally fucks stars. Like, you know, in their asses, with a cock.
Oh my gosh, is that Kevin Spacey? Hey, I loved you in K-Pax!
Would you keep it down? This place is private. No one here wants to be recognized.
But there's Wolverine! And the white-haired guy from CNN!
Wolf Blitzer?
Yeah! And he's sucking Anderson Cooper's ballsack! And there's James Bond! And another James Bond! And shit!
What? I'm not as exciting as Kevin Spacey! Too bad, Burger Crunch!
Vibrator, how did you know?
Have you met Boba Fat Dick? He's the greatest bounty hunter in the world. You do not have a chance. Also, Hung Solo. You've been logged into Grindr this whole time. Genius.
But Dildo should have texted me and said something. Unless
he was in on it the whole time, bro.
Dildo, you double-crossed us. And wait. Bro? What the fuck?
That's right, dude. I'm a total breeder. I was at a frat and everything. Alpha Epsilon rules! Silly fag. What made you think I was gay?
You're a lying sack of shit, Dildo.
Sorry, brah. But just like my ass, the sign on this party says, do not enter.
Take them to the torture dungeon, Bubba. Wax that big hairy one.
Do what he says, big guy. It'll be all right.
Master Choda, I've just had a terrible premonition. Somewhere in Hollywood, my friends are in pain. And it's on their Facebook. I've got to get to Plowed Shitty. You're in the torture dungeon. It looks so rad. Oh, look, K-Pax is there, too.
Do or do not. There is no try. Believe in yourself, you beautiful boy.
Thank you, Choda, for everything.
My balls you will cup.
Ooh, when you put the object before the predicate, you make my boner so throbbing, rigid, and vain.
You call that torture? My mom whips harder than you, even when I don't pay her to do it.
Man, gay dudes are creepy.
Hung Solo, I'm just softening you up for my bigger finale. Put him in the carbonite gimp suit.
No! You can't do this!
Great, there isn't even a mouth hole on this thing.
Hung, before you get in that awful suit, I just want to tell you, I love you.
Awesome. Let me spend an eternity in carbonite thinking about that, piss flaps.
vibrator!
Stick things in my ass, Walker. We meet again.
Let my friends go.
You have learned much. You have controlled your fear. Now, release your anger. Only your hatred can destroy me. You beware. I can hate fuck as well.
Luke and Vibrator duel, Butt Gaper versus Butt Gaper in thrilling battle. But in the end, the dominating Vibrator forces Luke to his knees.
You win, Vibrator. Do what you must. And by the way, no need to rush through this or anything. You know, let's make a memory.
No, Luke, join me, and together we can be even more powerful.
Never!
Stroke me once and blow me. Me never told you what happened to your father.
Yes, he did. He told me my father made love to a jungle monkey and spontaneously exploded while inventing AIDS.
Well, okay. Technically, that's half true. But here's the other half. Luke, I am your father.
No.
No! That's not true! That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
But if you've been my father all this time, then why did you fuck me in the last Gay Bar Wars? Why did you sodomize me with a butt gaper?
Why do you gotta be bringing up old shit? You're missing the point. This is your destiny. Come with me. And we can run a state of an art health club together. Father and son.
No! I'll never join you!
Then it's time to do something I should have done a long time ago.
Not my foreskin. No! Please! No!
Just then, Dildo Conjizian and Princess Labia sneak up behind Darth Vibrator and tackle him to the floor.
Oof.
No time to lose. Dildo, can you drive Hung's car?
I was driving Stick before you were born, baby.
Wait, you are gay? But what about acting straight and selling us out to Darth Vibrator? Why would you lie? Why would you do all of this?
It's fun.
Get us the fuck out of here.
Until we meet again, my child.
Luke, let me take a look at your dear God! Yeah, my cock is pretty fucked up. I need to go to the hospital.
You need to get out of here, but first, I got your present!
It's so shiny.
And did I mention it's made out of 100% carbon fiber?
Will Luke and his cyborg penis finally defeat his evil father? Will Hung Solo be freed from his carbonite prison? Can we possibly make Ewoks even gayer than they already are? All will be answered in the Fuckstravaganza final installment of Gay Bar Wars!